Ashley Spinks was paid $36,000 to do the job of reporter, editor, photographer, and layout designer at the Floyd Press. Since Lee Enterprises took control of the paper back in March, she had been furloughed and the paper's freelance budget slashed. Speaking the day after she was fired, Spinks says she's doing all right. She's had countless words of encouragement and support from fellow journalists and community members.
I'm in a really privileged situation. You know, I have a partner, I have financial security, so I have some time to relax and figure out next steps, which not everyone gets to have, so I feel very lucky for that.
Spinks says she doesn't have any regrets about giving the original interview, where she detailed the challenges of doing her job well given dwindling resources.
Some of the only power that workers have over corporate ownership is to speak truth to power and speak honestly about their experiences.
Spinks told me she was fired Tuesday afternoon. She says management told her it was because she had spoken disparagingly about Lee Enterprises on social media and given an interview without corporate permission. She says she was also told she had violated journalistic ethics on social media.
And they asked if I had any questions, and I said that I did, and I thought that the firing was outrageous, and I asked for examples of specifically what I had done wrong, and they said, we're not going to discuss that with you, and this call is over.
A spokesman for Lee Enterprises declined our interview request, saying the company doesn't comment on personnel matters. They did say the managing editor job, the last editorial position at the Floyd Press, would be posted immediately, and that publication of the weekly paper wouldn't be interrupted. But Spinks says when she left the office Tuesday, the paper wasn't done. It publishes each Thursday.
I'm deeply sad and worried for the Floyd community. And so I don't know what the state of the newspaper is going to be for Floyd this week or in coming weeks.
Spinks announced her firing on Twitter Tuesday afternoon. It's since been shared thousands of times, including by high-profile journalists like CNN's Jake Tapper. Spinks says she's grateful for the outpouring of support. She's received multiple tips for future journalism opportunities, as well as enough financial donations to keep her afloat for some time. She thinks it's because her story taps into a larger concern.
It's not about me or how talented or valuable I was in particular. It's about the situation, which is the dismantling of local journalism. And I think people are rightly and deeply concerned about that.
When asked what's next, Spinks says the most immediate thing on her list is to turn off her phone notifications and enjoy her upcoming wedding weekend. After that, she says her priority is to stay in the New River Valley or in Appalachia and pay it forward to this community. I'm Mallory Nopane.